goes on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here on Monday, the 25th of May, Memorial Day. The official, you know, we celebrate Memorial Day officially today. But it was originally on the 30th and then changed to the last Monday of each, last Monday of May in each year around 1970. But we'll talk a little bit about Memorial Day. But good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. 7:05 in the morning. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. The news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, and courage. Our men and women at Shasta Regional Medical Center. And I'm here with Sue.
Good morning.
One of my favorite people.
How are you?
Well, you know what? We're going to have a good show today. I got all types of stuff for the first hour. The second hour, we're going to have with us Alyssa McEwen, who is the I call her the soccer mom activist. And I shouldn't, maybe I'm when we talked to her, she is the one that was at the Board of Supervisors on Tuesday with the bullhorn.
Oh,
I can't wait to talk to her. I talked to her on the phone a little bit, and she's the one that just wanted to read the letter when it wouldn't let her. She goes, "Well, I'm going to still read it to you." And she pulls out a bullhorn. I tell you what, I can't wait to talk to this young lady. That's on at 8:00. Like I said, got lots of stuff between now and then. But Sue's got the weather, and I'm sure traffic.
Yes, today in the North Valley, it is going to be sunny and warm, and we can expect an excessive heat warning today through Thursday. Today's high 99 and a low of 67. Tomorrow, 101 and a low of 67. 102 for Wednesday, as lows drop down to 69 degrees. And for Thursday, temperatures could reach up to 103 to 104, possibly. Thursday night, partly cloudy and a low of 69. For Friday, sunny and hot with a high of 100, as overnight lows drop down to around 65 with increasing clouds and a chance of showers and thunderstorms. Also, more the same for Saturday and Saturday night. Partly cloudy by Saturday afternoon with a high of 86 and a low of 58. And for Sunday, a chance of showers and partly sunny and a high of 78. It is currently mostly clear in downtown Reading. Red Bluff is checking in at 70, 69 in Anderson, 63 in the city of Shasta Lake, 68 degrees in downtown Reading. A hit and run, no injuries this morning. It happened near the Indian Creek Lodge at the bridge. We originally had a report of a crash in the same vicinity. We could see. Be looking at least two separate incidents. A fatality reported at I-5 South at the Deschutes Road off-ramp this morning. It was fatal. It closed down the roadway, the southbound lanes. It happened around 4 a.m. near the Deschutes Road exit, so be careful. They're still cleaning up that roadway. Also, heavy construction between Reading and the Oregon border, so expect delays. Also, between Reading and the coast on 299 West, 299 East, construction near Aden, also 99 affected by road construction, and 36. Between Reading and Anderson, expect delays, and near Red Bluff as well due to construction. And in and around Reading, if you drive in any direction, Carl, you could throw a rock, you're going to hit a construction zone. So just be careful if you are planning on traveling.
I can throw a rock from our front door and hit a construction zone. You know, they're tearing up the area down there to continue to have Market Street go all the way down to Yuba.
Yes.
Yes, I can. Yeah, from right here, you can do it.
So lots of road work. And we enjoyed the golf tournament over the weekend. The
I'm going to talk
Woods
about
and
that.
Manning oh, and I'm Mickelson gonna... and Brady. And Carl, you're going to talk about that.
Yeah,
and how many people have watched? A lot.
Yeah, I want you to find out, if you can, how many people watched that golf match yesterday, because it was the only, well, you know what, you had the NASCAR 600-mile race going, too, but I assume that was televised. There was no people in the stands, but I don't know. But for sure, they televised the golf match, and let's just talk about it. I'm going to talk about Memorial Day first, but then we'll get to other mundane things. Memorial Day, this is when our country honors the fallen warriors that have defended our country and were killed in battle. And the it started, there's a lot of, it's hard to tell when Memorial Day really started, because during the Civil War in certain Confederate areas, certain Confederate cities, they would put, wives came out. And they don't know how it just, they don't know how it really started, but they decorated their husband's graves or their family's graves. And in many places down south, they were doing that. But then on May 5th, 1868, General John Logan called for a national decoration day. Now, he was president of the Army of the Republic organization, which Grand Army of the Republic, and which had many, many chapters, and so and many many women were in the auxiliaries for it. And he called for a National Decoration Day, and then it kind of took off in the northern states. The southern states were having their own, and they called it, it was a member, it was for Confederate veterans. And then it merged, and in 1970, Lyndon Johnson made it official. And people were celebrating it on May 30th, but then they changed it to the last Monday in May. Now, you would think of all the days that you want to honor our veterans, not our veterans, but our fallen, it would be a Memorial Day. And you would think that there would be, if there's going to be an editorial, it's about those who have fallen and died in the service of our country, from the Revolutionary War all the way up until right now, as we're still losing men and women, still in the battle against terror, still in Afghanistan, still losing people there. But the New York Times thoroughly outdid itself on with their op-ed, their opinion piece. And their headline to that was, "Why does the U.S. military celebrate white supremacy?"
No.
Oh, yes. Oh. Yes. And what it was about was, why does the military still have bases named after racist traitors, from the Civil War, like Fort Benning and others that were named after Confederate generals? So this was their op-ed, and this was from the whole editorial board. Why does the U.S. military celebrate white supremacy? Of all the million things they could have written about, for on a day for remembering those who have given their lives for our country, fighting against tyranny and subjection, the New York Times has more than a million possible stories of the ultimate sacrifice by American patriots that they could tell, but they don't. They don't. This was their idea, that to throw that one out. Now, we realize that the New York Times has lost its relevancy over the years. Where before, at one time, the Big Gray Lady was one of the premier newspapers in the world. And it since has gone downhill dramatically. But on something like this, it makes you wonder where they're at. Are they looking for clickbait? Are they looking for, responses? I mean, their advertising has gone to pieces. Our record Searchlight this weekend, our Sunday paper. And let me just say this. I think the Record Searchlight has done an extraordinary good job with the CV-19. And the way they've been reporting it, they've been covering this and been talking about it, bringing people on. I think they've done an extraordinarily good job. It's enough to keep me, upping my subscription every year. But I get the Sunday paper. And when I did, it was probably... It was the least amount of advertising that I've seen in a paper in a long time. You know where they put all the inserts in there? You think all the Memorial Day sales, and
right?
All that no. Even the Parade magazine wasn't in there. Now, I'm not sure if that was just an oversight by the guy who packs the papers, but It wasn't a lot there. So I guess what I say to people is, you know, we tell people, please support our sponsors. Our sponsors that are here keeping us on the air so we can talk about the different things, so we can bring on all these guests that have to do with COVID and all the ancillary stories going on about it, like the young lady coming in today. Haven Humane, Shasta College, all of these. This is because our advertisers and our sponsors are the ones that keep us going. And how we want you then, when you hear that, is to go use our sponsors. And that helps us grow. And like everybody else, we lost a lot of business over the last 2 months. You know, but we we're hanging in there. All my people here, all my extremely loyal people that work with me. I'm not going to say work for me, because we all work together on this, like Sue and Jared and Ashley and Diane and Amanda, all these people. You know, we're all in this together. So, but to see that from where it was a few years ago is sad. Yeah. Okay, enough of that. Let's come back. We've got a lot of stuff to talk about, coronavirus and everything that happened over this weekend as things started to open up. Of course, the golf match, the giant golf match. And let me tell you, just because you're the GOAT in one sport, we've learned it doesn't necessarily move to other sports. Hey, by the way, Redding Rancheria was asked by Pacheco School, the lunch lady there, who asked for the tribe's help in covering an outstanding balance for student lunches. It seems like parents who have lost their jobs were not able to work due to COVID-19 and therefore struggle to pay the cost of their children's meals. Redding Rancheria went over there the next day, gave them a check for the whole amount, and just to help help again the local people. And as they say, it's because family and community are the core of the tribe's mission. But thanks a lot to Redding Rancheria for paying for all the lunches out there for Pacheco School. We'll be right back. 7:16 in the morning, 70 degrees, going up to 98 today.
From my head down to my boots, I don't do it for the money. There's bills that I can't pay. I don't do it for the glory. I just do it anyway. Providing for our futures, my responsibility. Yeah, I'm real good under pressure, being all that I can be. I can't call in sick on Mondays when the weekend's been too strong. I just work straight through the holidays, sometimes all night long. You can bet that I stand ready when the wolf growls at the door. Hey, I'm solid. Hey, I'm steady. Hey, I'm true down to the core. And I will always do my duty, no matter what the price. I've counted up the cost. I know the sacrifice. Oh, and I don't want to die for you. But if dying's asking me, I'll bear that cross with honor.
Redding Rancheria is proud of our efforts to help lead our community to reopen the local economy in a safe and effective way. This is Tracy Edwards, CEO of Redding Rancheria and a member of the Shasta County Roadway to Recovery Committee. I would like to thank Shasta County for practicing safe social distancing. As coronavirus cases continue to shrink, Shasta County is looking at ways to reopen our economy in a meaningful and safe way. Make no mistakes, we are not through this yet. We have, however, been blessed with an opportunity to discuss ways to reopen businesses. We are proud to play our part.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Adamson's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with 5 types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AdamsonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Shasta College has been a vital part of this community for over 70 years. Look around. You probably know many of our successful graduates serving our community in high-demand, high-growth fields like nursing, law enforcement, accounting, communications, and agriculture. Summer enrollment is happening now. Call 242-7500 or go online at shastacollege.edu/apply to enroll for the summer semester. Classes start June 8th. Looking for a transfer? Save money and time by spending your first 2 years at Shasta College before you transfer to a university. High school students, summer is the perfect time to earn college credit with no tuition cost. Call 242-7500 or go online at shastacollege.edu/apply.
No tuition cost. Call 242-7500 or go online at shastacollege.edu/apply.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, kcnr1460.com.
Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio, and all the service hymns, you might say, the armies and then navies, and then that's the Air Force, and of course the Marines, which is world famous. doesn't need to be identified. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. Serving the North State for over 25 years, Pam and Martin have just built an incredibly good professional business here. There's not any type of heating or cooling systems they can't work on. They offer warranties and guarantees. They'll work on it. They'll fix it for fair prices, or people show up when they're supposed to. And today it's going to be 98. If you've been kind of putting this off for some reason because you haven't had enough time to do it, even though that we're in the middle of COVID-19, you can give them a call today at 221-2642 or learn more at their website at homecomfort.org. And Martin's a proud veteran out of the Army. Now, the golf match between Peyton Manning and Tiger Woods on one side and Phil Mickelson and Tom Brady on the other side. They raised $20 million yesterday, $20 million. And it's good to know that the GOAT, Tom Brady, the greatest of all times when it comes to being the quarterback, plays golf like us. he started, I don't think he was on the fairway. It was so bad at one point that Charles Barkley, who was just getting in trash talking with him, said, "Look, I'll give you $100,000 if you just hit it on the green on a par 3. $100,000 of my own money, not ABC or anybody else's sponsor money like they're giving. Just hit it on the green." And of course he didn't. And he made that offer all the time. He says, "Maybe it's just $50,000 for the fairway. Just hit the fairway." Of course, you know, that and see, because the players had earpieces in so that you could, they could hear people talking to them, and then they could talk back because they had, you know, they had little microphones on them. And then when they got into their, each got, had their own golf cart, had a camera in there. And I can tell you there were moments of silence in there, like people were being bleeped out after some shots. But during the game, Barkley says something, and one of the commentators says, he says, I don't know why you're all talking about how good Tiger Woods or Phil Mickelson make a shot. He says, they're professional golfers. It'd be like me going, oh, look how good that guy was because he could dunk the ball. Well, another commentator, I'm not sure which one it was because we didn't hear from him again, said, oh, you probably could get your fat bleep. up to make a dunk. And then Barkley turns around and says, hey, you just fat shamed me. He says, you can't do that on national TV. Things have changed. You know, but he had a, you know, it wasn't he was mad. He was just, he was going back at the guy. And I don't know if we heard from that guy again for the rest of the day. So, I mean, I don't know if there'd been any complaints or anything like that. But anyway, so this game is going on, and you saw some incredible shots. And then on the seventh, Tom Brady, who hadn't hit a good shot, up until the seventh hole, really, he takes a swing. He's like 130 yards out. It hits on the fair. It hits on the green, twist backwards, and goes in. You know, so from 130, 40 yards out, he holes. And I mean, it was like Super Bowl all over again. And that was right after Charles Barkley said, okay, I'll give you $25,000 if you could just hit the green. So he had to give him $25,000. Russell Wilson called in. He says, look, on this par three, if anybody gets within 12 feet of the hole, I'm going to donate 100,000 meals to this Wheels Up charity for people that need food. Well, Peyton Manning, or Tom Brady hits first. He gets like 6 feet away. And then Peyton Manning hits. He's like 17 inches away from the cup. And then Phil Mickelson drops it like 4 feet. And Tiger, you know, he was like 15 feet out. But so Russell Wilson donated 300,000 meals he paid for to this meals, you know, the meals Wheels Up. Anyway, at the end, Tiger Woods and Peyton Manning won the match. So, but also, and I'm here, I could swear at the very end, Tiger Woods sunk this like an 18 foot putt to win, to put him out on, and I could swear I heard somebody say, oh man, we're blank. The thing about when you have live contest of skill, you just know, you know, you don't want to hear what's going on in the basketball court or on the football field, the things that are being said. So, you know, they've got, like, we have a 7-second delay. They probably have a minute delay where they try to figure out everything that's being said.
And how to bleep it out.
And then just bleep it all out. Anyway. Yes. So, but they raised $20 million. And they played in a rainstorm like you can't believe. At the beginning, it was raining so hard. And then it cleared. And then at the last, like the last three holes, it just came back and hit them again. They just kept going for it. So, a big, you know, a big shout out because you have Peyton Manning, by the way, I guess they call him Pay Dirt. Peyton is Pay Dirt. And of course, you know, the GOAT. They don't call him the GOAT, but they, you know. And then Tiger Woods, what they all call him is TW. I didn't, you know, you learn these things. and then Lefty is Phil Mickelson. But they put, you know, they went out there to raise money. They did a great job. Okay. And we watched the whole match. Linda was just, you know, it was a way to spend 4 hours on a COVID Sunday. Okay. Let's take a quick break. When we come back, I want to talk about, some of the things that are happening in, you know, around the nation when it comes to COVID, and then including one country who has been put off limits from our to travel to the United States, and then something that Joe Biden said. I want to probably start off with that. because it's caused a lot of consternation. So much they're not the Biden campaign's not even talking about it anymore. And you know, kind of put it into perspective when you hear it. So 7:29 in the morning, 70 degrees out there, going up to 98. The weather's always brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson is a veteran-owned business. Chuck flew helicopters in Vietnam with the, I think it's the first air CAV. Goes back there on a regular basis to Vietnam to help find MIAs. Goes there with a couple of different people, and this is a kind of a large deal they're doing. And when they're doing it, when they're looking for it, they found the spot as close as they can from the last time anybody saw the MIA. In this case, if a helicopter went down or something like that, and they do a big excavation, and they have found remains before. They've given a lot of information to the organizations that go out after the remains. But he does that probably every 2 or 3 years. Chuck will do that. Shasta Gas Propane has done a whole lot for our community in so many different ways. You don't hear a lot about it, but they do. Give them a call at 365-3793. They have discounts for seniors and veterans. We'll be right back after these messages.
And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. But I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. 'Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
Enjoy year-round access to everything Turtle Bay Exploration Park has to offer with a discounted annual membership. On sale now through May 31st for $15 off. All new and existing memberships are extended for the duration of the pandemic closure. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, "Our customers are warm friends." We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in the Jefferson State of Mind.
Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership. The Dental Discount Savings Plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and 2 sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and 2 fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
Enjoy year-round access to everything Turtle Bay Exploration Park has to offer with a discounted annual membership. On sale now through May 31st for $15 off. All new and existing memberships are extended for the duration of the pandemic closure. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Phone lines here, 605-4567, here at Memorial Day, if you don't do anything else, just maybe a moment of silence thinking about those who have fallen while in the defense of this country. The other day I was just going through some stuff because I'm trying to downsize and stuff I've had for years. And I looked through, stuff I brought back from Iraq last time. And I found this little, I hate to use the word program, but it's something you get when you, memorial remembrance when you're at a funeral. And in this case, it was for, one of our Marines that had fallen in Ramadi. That we had a remembrance celebration. We had several that died, so people get there and we remember those who've died. And I still had that, I didn't realize it was still there. And I thought about, I'm sure her parents have. It was a lady, a major that she took off around the corner with another Humvee after dropping off Ali North at the this place that he was going in to take a look at, and she went around the corner, and they exploded an IED and killed her and everybody in the Humvee. And it's just funny how when you see something like that, how it just, even it was in 2006, November 2006, we had like 90 days before we're heading back. How that just brings it right back to you. On this, just like many others, I'm sure, during this time frame. There's a gent by the name of Leonard Larry McKelvey, known professionally as Charlemagne the God. And he is a radio show host, television personality, and author, co-host of a nationally syndicated radio show, The Breakfast Club. And he gets all of these, people, African-American, and he gets all these guests on. And in this case, he had Joe Biden on his show. And Joe made this statement.
Listen, you got to come see us when you come to New York, VP Biden.
I will.
It's a long way until November. We got more questions.
You got more questions. But I tell you, if you have a problem figuring out whether you're for me or Trump, and you ain't black.
It don't have nothing to do with Trump. It has to do with the fact I want something for my...
Yeah, okay. So when Mr. Biden said that, if you're for Trump and not me, then you're not black. He said you ain't black. Now, I'm not even going to go into talking down, like that. Like people that are listening aren't educated and all this. I don't go for that. But when he said that, you can't imagine the reaction, or maybe you can imagine reaction. Blacks that, that support Trump, people of color that support Trump, immediately are told that they're not black by a rich old white guy. That, and then even blacks that support, that are Democrats, didn't like that. Because what are you saying here is that my family, there's six of us, two are for Trump, four for the Democrats, whoever it is, that my family's not black. So this whole thing was such an insult. And then to watch the Democratic Party try to walk this back, black Democrats, I understand what he means, and he's not racist, and he wouldn't say anything like that. He didn't mean it like that. That was the one I really heard that kind of like, he didn't mean it Well, yeah, he did. He said it. He was real clear about it. And you can listen to this over and over again. You can hear him say it. He's appealing to people. Say, well, if you support a Republican, then you're not black. Because it's the Democrats who have done so much for you. Well, we can get, as we go on this hour, we're going to talk about all the shootings that happened in Chicago over the weekend, shootings in Baltimore and all this. Memorial Day weekend seemed to be the first, you know, they call it it begins the summer. Well, in Chicago, it begins the open fire season. And I'm not talking about wildfires. I'm talking about gunfire on this. So anyway, I found that interesting to watch the Democrats try to explain what Joe Biden meant by this. And it seems like so many times Joe Biden says something and they've got to walk it back immediately because Joe's either got his facts wrong or he says things like this that offend a lot of people. Unlike President Trump, who offends nobody, I think over the weekend he tweeted and accused Joe Scarborough, was he involved in the murder of an aide? You know, this is who we have running for, you know, for the highest office. One's a president, and the other one's running for president. The Democratic Party has a bunch of leaders in it, and I don't care whether you agree with them or not, but they're leaders, and they end up with a 77-year-old. Rich government guy. And he's been in government for what, the last 30 years, 35, 40 years. And this is what we have. And then you have Trump on the other side, who at least does what he says he's going to do, but then offends everybody while he's doing it. Did he make wrong decisions about the COVID-19? You know what? When you look at it, the amount of people who have been killed in our country, it's quickly reaching 100,000. But what would have been if he hadn't done some of the things he did? And people that say, well, if he had done it a week early, we could have saved 30,000 people. You know what? And I'll go back into this. I don't care if it was Obama, Bush, Reagan, Trump, George Washington. They got hit with something they've never seen before. And it's one of those, it's not like World War II. We were attacked, and you could focus, all of us, could focus the nation on fighting back, building our economy, getting ready to, you know, to take on the Axis powers, the Germans, the Japanese, the Italians, and all their sycophants that were in there. But when you get in something like this, a pandemic, which, you know, some people are saying, well, it's not a pandemic, it's not true. Well, I can just tell you that the doctors that said in here said, oh, no, it's real. These people would be alive if it wasn't for COVID-19. So, you know, I don't want to get in an argument about that. But what I want to talk about is, you know, the fact is we have two people running for our country, running for president of our country, and you have to question some of the things they say, a lot of the things they say. And, it's, you know, at some point – you have to wonder if Joe Biden is ready. Is he still mentally ready to run this country? And so now you have to really look at the vice president that he chooses, because that is going to be so important. Because if Joe decides halfway through that, you know what, this was really too hard, if he gets elected, then you have to look at that vice president. So that's going to be a real battle. You know, first of all, him selecting the person. So we're hearing Kamala Harris. We're hearing now the governor of Michigan. We're hearing different people. They're saying is that, you know, Biden has said he wants a woman as his vice president. He says he's going to put a black woman on the Supreme Court. Nothing about if they merit this, this is just what I'm going to do. It's almost June. We've only got like 5 months to work all this stuff out before we, and that's the other thing too, is ballot by mail. You know, I don't understand why there's such a huge push. Oh, just let everybody vote by mail. Make them all like the governor here has forced us into. It's all going to be vote by mail. Why? Why? Why can't people go out and vote? Why can't people, you know, people have got that option already if they want to vote by mail. Most people do. But what about, why are you forcing people into this all over the, trying to force people into this all over the country? We're going to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank, locally owned, locally operated. Board of directors are local. And they have just done a wonderful job, just a really, really good job in assisting the people of Redding and Shasta County in this area here, helping them get through this COVID-19. They worked extremely hard to get everybody into the Paycheck Protection Program, not only their customers, but other people that were not their customers and helped them. They do a lot of different things for our community. They are a community-oriented, a community resource we have here. It's Cornerstone Community Bank. They're still moving local dreams forward. Head on down to 192 Hartnell Avenue to their main branch or 1845 California Street right down from Jack's. And if you're in Red Bluff, go over to 500 Riverside Way, Cornerstone Community Bank. We'll be right back.
All gave some, some gave all, some stood through for the red, white, and blue, and some had to fall. And if you ever think of me, think of all your liberties and recall.
Get your morning update with us, Armstrong and Getty, 9 to 12 on KCNR.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
So what's Scorecard Scribbling's all about?
I was scared for my life at that point. I remember looking to the right and seeing all the medical supplies there, and I'm just thinking, are they going to cut off a leg? What are we doing here?
I had a coach that would come up to me on the plane, stick his hand out. I knew what he wanted. Who am I not to give him to him? Like, I thought, okay, job security.
We came to the ballpark every day. We knew we were going to win. It's a great experience, a great feeling to be on a club like that.
Scorecard Scribblings with Brent Weber, Wednesday night from 6 to 7 on KCNR.
Hi, I'm Sue Blake with Powerhouse Solar. Solar energy not only makes financial sense, but right now you can go solar for zero money down. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the most cost-effective and highest efficiency panels from SunPower. And with the electric company's rolling blackouts, Powerhouse Solar can make sure your family is not left in the dark. We have generators and battery backup systems designed for your specific needs. Call Powerhouse Solar today at 275-5600 or visit us on the web at powerhousesolar.com.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvie with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
on this peaceful piece of property. I'm on sacred ground and I'm in the best company. I'm thankful for those, thankful for the things I've done. I can rest in peace. I'm one of the children.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live everywhere you can hear us in the world. Today, Memorial Day, which is why you're going to get a lot of music like this, as we remember those who have fallen in defense of our country. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair, another veteran-owned business that knows the ins and outs of proper windshield repair. He's been doing this for a long time. Nobody does it better than Jeff Wurst, Army veteran. And he guarantees his work, whether it's a little bitty chip or a crack over 2.5 feet in length. Jeff can do it for you. He is a true windshield repair specialist. You're not going to be disappointed. You can give him a call, 241-8373, for an appointment today, or just stop by at 3208 South Market Street and chat with Jeff. He'll take a look at it, at your windshield, and tell you, yeah, I can do this or I can't. And he doesn't waste your money or time. Okay. Coronavirus, 36 and holding here in Shasta County. It's great news. Over the weekend, hundreds of protesters in Sacramento saying, open up the state. Open up the state. Of course, they were kind of like pushed into a certain area. You know, they weren't allowed really to spread out, so the state was kind of pushing them all together so they couldn't get their 6-foot spacing there. I find that interesting. Thousands of people at the beach. Not all of them had masks on. Most of them didn't have a mask on, and you're supposed to, you know, physically distance yourself. So you go out there on the beach, and you're not supposed to, I don't think, to lay out there. You're supposed to be able to walk on the beach. Well, people laid out on the beach, of course. It's crazy if you don't think they will. And so you go out there, you give yourself your little 6-foot spot, and then 30 minutes later, you're surrounded by 1,000 people. What are you going to do? Like I said, it's also the open fire season. Many of the big cities as they're shooting at each other. And churches reopening. I think the Michigan governor said, I don't think churches are essential. Whoa. You know, there's probably better ways of putting that. But the churches here in the state are saying, hey, we're opening next Sunday. You know, ready or not, here we come. And I think Gavin Newsom is going to get in front of that and say, okay, I think it's a good time to open the churches, you know, do the safe distancing, do all the stuff. But, you know, it's time to open the churches again. I think some churches never did shut down. And again, we go back into the type of thing is good news, bad news is, you know, if you don't want to go to church, you don't have to go to church. If you want to go to church, you can. But then you got to understand that if you're not distancing yourself and you're not using a mask, if you're one of the people in those underlying conditions, that may not be the best thing for you. Right now, we're going through this immune thing with Linda, and we don't go to a lot of places. We don't go hardly anywhere until we get this thing licked. And so I understand how you can, you know, we go for walks and we go out for drives and all that kind of stuff. But as far as going to going to parties, in fact, nobody we know of has had like a dinner party, because our regular group that we eat dinner with once a month, once every 6 weeks, there's two people in there that have underlying conditions that could be serious if they caught anything. So we haven't been doing that, just like most people haven't. Now, President Trump has suspended travel from Brazil because Brazil has become a hotspot in South America as far as it goes for the COVID-19. And so he's suspending travel from Brazil like he did from China back in January. The other things that are happening is the Memorial Day. On Memorial Day, the AAA says a record low number of Americans will travel on this weekend. But it's good because another report says that alcohol sales will be at their highest ever this year. So I guess it's a good thing if you stay home, if you're not drinking. The National Security Advisor O'Brien says China very likely to steal coronavirus vaccine or coronavirus vaccine made by the U.S. And President Trump isn't taking hydrochloroquine anymore, which seemed to have caused a lot of, again, a lot of consternation with people. And real estate market tax revenues in New York City have just been destroyed during this epidemic here. And again, we talked about Joe Biden and the things he was saying. Only 3%, it looks like, of Sanders supporters had donated to Biden. And the Department of Justice warns Los Angeles extended stay-at-home order may be illegal. Oh. I think that that's something that people are looking at now. And when we come back after the 8 o'clock, we have with us Alyssa McEwen, who is one of the people that thinks it's time to open up. I don't want to put words in her mouth, but it's time to open up Shasta County, and went to our Shasta County Board of Supervisors. Now, the biggest thing for me on this coronavirus lockdown is fairness and a level playing field. We just got a text from somebody, you know, a person that does Linda's nails when, you know, when they're getting ready to open up. She said that they got a warning, or they heard from the cosmetology board that if they're caught doing it, they're going to pull their license, but that they're also sending people out to see if they can get into a hair salon or a nail place, saying, oh, I was sent by so-and-so, to see if they can get in there. And once they get in there, boom, you got it.
So spying each other and having to report, you know,
they send their own
40s,
people.
Right? Yeah.
Well, like, they send their own people out, you know, trying to get it. They don't.
Still.
Already people are reporting other people, businesses, and it's usually businesses because, and I can kind of understand this. Why am I opening up my restaurant and I'm doing all this physical spacing, and yet there's other restaurants in town that they're bellied up to the bar, right next to each other. Every table is filled in this, and this is a well-known place around town. Several well-known places, you know, they're just ignoring this. And then the ones that are playing by the rules, they're getting hammered on this. So, you know, what they have to do then is, well, fine, if they're not going to be, if they're going to do it, then I'm going to do it, if I'm going to survive. And that's the whole thing, is if you're going to make rules, then enforce them. And if you're not going to enforce them, lift the rules. You can say, okay, you can't do it, but then don't do anything about it so people can make up their own minds. But then when you get the state into it, like for barbershops, hair salons, nails, and they're being, I mean, very, very strict on people. When restaurants aren't, you know, when they're not doing it to restaurants, they're not doing it to bars. What about gyms? You know, some gyms are open, some aren't. So now the ones that aren't open because they were told not to, they're losing money, they're losing customers, you know, every day. So this thing, you know, and I hold the Board of Supervisors specifically responsible for this. Yeah, they're hearing it from the state, yet we have members of the Board of Supervisors that just completely ignore their own edicts and go out and do what they want while the rest of us can't. I don't want to get a haircut. My hair, you know, I went through this thing where I grew my hair on purpose, but now I want to cut my hair. So my barbershop is, you know, sanitizing everything, all this. I don't know if they're going to be open, though, because, again, the Board of Cosmetology for the state has really become a very, very coercive group, threatening people, taking licenses away, fines. But the place down in Cottonwood, well known in Facebook, I wonder if anything happened to him. That's a good question to find out today. We'll find out for that. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back And I really am, I can't wait to hear our next guest because she's never been on the show before. And it's always good to hear people that have said, that stand up to the government and go, wait a minute. You guys need to listen to us. You can't just lock us out of meetings and let us wave signs at you. You've got to find a way to listen to us. And then she found a way to make that happen. We'll be right back after the news.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Lest we forget.
For your right shoulder arms.
It is a day to honor those who made the ultimate sacrifice for our freedom, and President Trump has led a solemn Memorial Day ceremony at Arlington National Cemetery, just across the Potomac from Washington. Mr. Trump laying a wreath at the tomb of the unknown soldier. The president's visit to Arlington, the first of two stops he'll make today to honor the nation's fallen heroes. Later on, Mr. Trump and the First Lady head to Baltimore, where they'll visit the Fort McHenry National Monument and Historic Shrine, the inspiration for the Star-Spangled Banner. Vice President Pence says this Memorial Day is particularly grievous because it comes during the coronavirus pandemic.
Communities large and small generally come together. They get their arms around those Gold Star families. But today there'll be more separation and more distance, and I just want them all to know that they're in our hearts today.
The Vice President on Fox News Channel's Fox and Friends. President Trump threatening to move this summer's GOP convention out of North Carolina.
The president says North Carolina's Democratic governor is still in shutdown mood and cannot guarantee that the GOP will be allowed full attendance in the downtown Charlotte arena that is hosting the convention in late August. He tweets that he loves the great state of North Carolina, but demands an immediate answer about Republicans being able to fully occupy the space. If not, the president says the party will be reluctantly forced to find another site. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The White House banning travel to the U.S. from Brazil due to the spread of coronavirus in Latin America's hardest-hit country. The number of infections in Brazil now approaching 350,000. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Investment advisory services offered through Sound Income Strategies, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm.
Have you been putting off opening your retirement account statements because you're afraid of what you might see? If you were caught in the recent correction, you know that watching your savings evaporate in the market is devastating. We're the Retirement Income Store, and our message is clear. It's time to stop crossing your fingers and toes, hoping for growth. There is another more conservative way to plan for income without all the risk, using interest and dividends. Call 888-888-4176 now to learn how the Retirement Income Store can help during these uncertain times. 888-888-4176. We'll send you our Retirement Income Kit with five educational tools, including David Scranton's best-selling book, 888-888-4176. The Retirement Income Store, where retirees go for income. Call 888-888-4176 now.
Chaos and confusion, they reign at India's airports as domestic airlines try to partially resume service after a lengthy coronavirus shut down.
Flights are operating on one-third capacity with ticket prices capped, so losses for the aviation sector will continue to mount. What's making matters more complicated is that there is no one unified rule to be followed, but states have imposed different quarantine procedures, triggering several questions for uncertain travelers. Social media has been flooded with complaints of last-minute cancellations, adding to the chaos. Incidentally, flights have resumed at a time when India saw highest single-day jumps in coronavirus cases for two straight days.
That's the BBC's Arunoday Mukherjee reporting. The European Union's top diplomat calling for the bloc to have a more robust strategy when it comes to China. News and analysis at townhall.com. A prominent conservative on the mend from a weekend motorcycle mishap.
Former Florida congressman and retired U.S. Army Lieutenant Colonel Alan West is stable after suffering a concussion, several fractures, and cuts from a motorcycle crash in Texas, according to a Facebook post by Mrs. West. West was returning from a rally in Austin in support of reopening Texas after the coronavirus. A police email reports an unidentified vehicle made an unsafe lane change in front of West and another cyclist, causing the collision. The other cyclist was treated in the hospital for injuries described as non-life-threatening. West is running for the chair of the Republican Party of Texas. George Bonzani reporting.
Brad Keselowski held off seven-time NASCAR champ Jimmy Johnson in overtime early today in the Coca-Cola 600. It is the first win for Keselowski this season and his first Coca-Cola 600 victory. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Celebrating over 10 years on the air. You know, it's like poking yourself, in the eye every so often for 10 years. We love it. Wouldn't do anything else. Phone lines here are 605-4567. Get your phone out. I'm sure there's going to be some phone calls coming in here. Today is the 22nd of May. It's Memorial Day. This is when we remember those who have fallen in the defense of our country. So many millions have died in defense of our country, making this, in my opinion, the greatest nation on the face of the earth. And how can I say that? Because I've traveled to so many places, deployed to so many places that were horrible. Now, this is why when people use the term Nazi or Gestapo, I really take affront at this, because umbrage at this, because I've been in places where if you had a satellite dish on your home or your apartment, somebody would come in, pull you out, and shoot you because of that. So when people use those terms, I really think that people, when they do that, have not ever seen a totalitarian government in action as we have. 8:06 in the morning, the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, and courage. The ones that are in that first line of defense against COVID-19, and I'm here with Sue, who's going to give us the weather for the rest of the week and also an update on traffic.
Today in the North Valley, sunny and hot with a high of 99 as overnight lows drop down to 67 with an excessive heat warning in effect today through Thursday. Tomorrow's high 101 with a low of 67, 102 by Wednesday with an overnight low of 69 with mostly clear skies. For Thursday, sunny, and it's going to be a scorcher. Temperatures could range between 103 and 104 as overnight lows drop down to 69 with partly cloudy skies. Now for Friday, sunny and warm once again with a high of 100 degrees. Friday night, though, things are going to change. A slight chance of showers and thunderstorms, then mostly cloudy with a low of right around 65. Chance of showers for Saturday, and then partly sunny and 86. Chance of showers for Saturday night with thunderstorms possibly, and lows dropping down around 58 with mostly cloudy skies. A chance of showers for Sunday, then partly sunny with a high of 78 degrees. It's currently clear in downtown Redding. Red Bluff is 70. It is 69 in Anderson, 66 in the city of Shasta Lake, 68 degrees in downtown Redding. Now, taking a look at your traffic report, a live or deceased animal at 44 in Millville Plains Road this morning. Traffic slowing down in the vicinity, a traffic hazard on Churn Creek Road as well. Also, a traffic collision, minor injuries at Plume Creek Road and Hooten Lane as well. This is near Red Bluff. A traffic fatality just after 4 o'clock this morning at I-5 South and the Deschutes Road off-ramp. They're still cleaning up the incident. Also, quite a bit of construction in and around Redding. If you're heading towards the coast on 299 West, expect delays. Also on 299 East near Aden. North between Redding and the Oregon border, expect delays due to ongoing construction, especially north of Shasta Lake and a little bit closer to Dunsmuir down to one lane. Also, they're widening Interstate 5. Expect delays between Redding and Anderson. Construction near Red Bluff this morning, also on 99, and construction on 36. Now, Carl, back to you.
Okay, Sue, all the weather and the traffic reports are brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business out of Anderson, giving discounts to seniors and veterans for their products there. You can give them a call at 365-3793. Okay, so last Tuesday, I kind of, you know, last Tuesday was kind of an interesting day at the Board of Supervisors. I mean, a lot of times that place is boring. But last Tuesday, it seems like there was a change in the atmosphere. A lot of people showed up to say it's time to open up Shasta County. And the Board of Supervisors, of course, are locked off in their, kind of their hermetically sealed chambers. So nobody can talk to them except, I guess, you can't talk to them unless, you know, anyway. Well, a young lady who was there said, hey, I just want to read this letter. It's a short letter. Sorry, you can't come in. You can't come in. So she said, well, I want you to make sure you hear this. And she pulls out a bullhorn and reads it. Well, this is, you know, this to me is two different things. It's great political theater, but it also makes a point. And so I've gotten that young lady here. I call her the soccer mom of political activism in Shasta County, even though that I've never met her until this moment. And that's Alyssa McEwen. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks
for having
me. And
she looks like a soccer mom. Now, whether you are or not, that's not an insult at all.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it looks like somebody, that's out there in the community, maybe not involved in politics. Because, you know, we have a regular group around here, pretty much know who they are, and you're new to this.
Yes.
So tell us who Alyssa McEwen is.
So I'm a Bay Area native, and I moved up here a couple of years ago. I am a mom, and I do love soccer, though I'm not a soccer mom.
It's just my way. Yeah.
And, I generally let things sort of happen as they will. I love my community. I love my neighbors, and whatever happens.
Yeah.
But this last 10 weeks, I think now, in the beginning, I was just like everybody else. I was scared of what was happening. I was paying attention to the news. And then as time went on, I became very concerned very quickly about our liberties being very quietly taken away from us. And because I have kids, I have skin in this game. And it became very urgent, very quickly, that change occur and that our government start to secure our rights and that they need to remember that they are public servants.
This is interesting. This is something that, you know, as you were at the beginning of this. I mean, we've had doctors on from all over doing different studies, including our doctors who actually treated the COVID-19 here. They were very serious about this. The first week, it was kind of like, well, we're not sure what this is going to look like. By the next week, it had hit.
Mm-hmm.
And we had people dying. And as one of them said, Dr. Bawa said, I have four people that died that would be alive if it wasn't for COVID. So nobody is poo-pooing the idea that COVID's not serious.
Absolutely.
But at the same time, we gave up so many of our freedoms to keep ourselves safe, quote, safe. And now we still are in that same process 2 months later, after things have happened since then, that you have to wonder, why are we still having to live like this?
And that was something a friend of mine pointed out at one of our rallies a couple weeks ago was, you know, in the beginning, we all made the sacrifice. We stayed at home. We sheltered in place. We mm-hmm. followed the rules because we are empathetic. We have humanity, especially as Americans. We care about our fellow Americans. But then the rules changed. The goalposts continued to move. And why is it more restrictive now than it was 10 weeks ago? Aha, something has changed. This is no longer about the virus. Not to say that the virus isn't real, which I know some people debate that. But regardless, we want to take care of our community, our fellow Americans, but our rights are being stripped away from us. And that's where we have to draw the line. And so we can be passionate about hygiene and taking care of our neighbors, and we can be passionate about our right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Those two things are not exclusive. We can be both. And that is really the point I think we need to get across and get people on board with.
Okay. We're going to take a quick break, a little bit early. We're here with Alyssa McEwen, who is a She came to Reading a couple years ago because they chose to, I'm sure. You don't accidentally find this place. It's usually there's some reason that you come here for people. And was at last Tuesday's Board of Supervisors meeting where they refused to hear anybody on the outside. So she just made herself heard by using a bullhorn. You know, gosh, it brings back my 60s. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. After you've been locked in with your loved one for 8-10 weeks, I have managed, you know, staying home every weekend, you know, doing all those things like, you know, like all those good people are supposed to do, distancing myself. I have still found that I can avoid doing jobs I didn't have time to do in the past. She says, well, you said you when you have time. And I went, you're right. And somehow I still don't have time for it. So I go down to Four Winds Jewelry. And see Rebecca and said, how do I say I'm sorry, you know, after 8-10 weeks, you know, of this? And she always has something there for us. It is the only full service jewelry store in Reading. She has pulled a lot of guys, you know, out of the fire by just offering the right piece of jewelry for the right time. Four Winds Jewelry, the only watch repairman in town. They're just great people down there at 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Reading. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4, and they are open. We'll be right back with Alyssa McEwen.
Morning with Free Fire Radio and Carl and Linda Bott, 7 to 9 a.m.
And then it's us, Armstrong and Getty, from 9 to 12.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
So what's scorecard scribbling's all about?
I was scared for my life at that point. I remember looking to the right and seeing all the medical supplies there, and I'm just thinking, are they going to cut off a leg? What are we doing here?
I had a coach that would come up to me on the plane, stick his hand out. I knew what he wanted. Yeah. Who am I not to give him to him? Like, I thought, okay, job security.
We came to the ballpark every day. We knew we were going to win. It's a great experience, a great feeling to be on a club like that.
Scorecard scribbling's with Brent Weber, Wednesday night from 6 to 7 on KCNR.
Reading Rancheria is proud of our efforts to help lead our community to reopen the local economy in a safe and effective way. This is Tracy Edwards, CEO of Reading Rancheria and a member of the Shasta County Roadway to Recovery Committee. I would like to thank Shasta County for practicing safe social distancing. As coronavirus cases continue to shrink, Shasta County is looking at ways to reopen our economy in a meaningful and safe way. Make no mistakes, we are not through this yet. We have, however, been blessed with an opportunity to discuss ways to reopen businesses. We are proud to play our part.
For many people, their faith, their family, and their health are the most important things in their lives. Every day, the work that I do influences these things. Children go to college, couples move into their first home, people retire, businesses start, and charities are supported. All of this in part because of the work I do. I can make complicated things clearer so people understand them. I can solve problems and find solutions. People need someone to put their interests first. And for many people, I am that someone. I can lend an ear, stand with you during life's ups and downs, and provide that advice at just the right time. That's why I love my job. That's why I'm a financial advisor, Susan Eastman, with Wells Fargo Advisors in Redding, California, 243-7561. Once again, this is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors. I'd love to be your financial advisor. Please give me a call at 243-7561.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at kcnr1460.com.
It's our time to take a stand.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. 605-4567 is our phone number, 8:19 in the morning, 72 degrees out there, going up to 98 today. Good day to wear long sleeve shirts like I have. This portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers. Home Helpers has been in the business for over 16 years. Sharon Clark has helped thousands of people, has been their rock when they needed people, whether it was for a couple hours a day or 24 hours a day. Home Helpers. They can take care of people after operations where maybe you're not getting around as well, or maybe somebody that needs a lot of help. She does it, and her people do it so well. Sharon Clark will see you for a complimentary consultation to talk about what you need to set it up for you. Learn more at ReddingHomeHelpers.com or give her a call at 226-8350. Redding Home Helpers. I'm here with Alyssa McEwen, who is a kind of a new transplant. And by the way, you can live here for 50 years and you're still a transplant. it's true. Alyssa kind of, I had not met Alyssa before, and the first time I saw her was on the news when she had a bullhorn in her hand and was letting the Board of Supervisors know that, hey, look, we have a letter here for you, and they won't let you in there, so I want to make sure you hear it. Mm-hmm. And so you, now do you have that piece right there?
I do, yep, I've got it pulled up right here.
Yeah, why don't you read it to our public out there, what you wanted to say to the Board of Supervisors.
And this was word for word. And just to preface, about 100 people showed up to talk to them. And it was frustrating that they wouldn't hear this. So this is what we read. Good morning, members of the board. We, the people of Shasta County, are gathered here today in a peaceful assembly to appeal to our Shasta County Board of Supervisors to defend our constitutional rights as reserved to us, the people, by our Bill of Rights. You, Board of Supervisors, are able to secure our liberties by the authority granted to you when you took your oath of office, and your time has come. This is your opportunity to fulfill your duty to represent your constituents and defy the governor's illegal and unenforceable emergency order. You are not the first county to take this step, and you certainly won't be the last, but you can, and by God, you ought to repeal these stages and return Shasta County to its full and complete functions immediately. Our businesses are on the brink of no return, and no amount of emergency funding will save us now. You, like all of us, have done the best you can with the information you have, and we could go on here defining an epidemic or correlation versus causation or state bylaws or what have you, but that's not why you are here. You are here because our Declaration of Independence states that we have certain unalienable rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And government exists to secure these rights. And the fact of the matter is, our rights do not and have never included safety, and you were not elected to keep us safe. Again, these rights are not given to us by our government and therefore cannot be retracted, removed, or restrained by our government. And our declaration goes on to say that whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or abolish it and establish new government. You no longer have our consent to close our businesses or deny us community. You are not responsible for our health. You are not a scientist, and you are not our doctors. But what you are is an elected official sworn to secure our rights, and you have failed us. Now is the time. Now you can make it right. Our founding documents were written for such a time as this, and you are on this board for such a time as this. In Shasta County, our situation is difficult, but not, as some of you have said, impossible. Our situation is unique, but as other counties have shown, not one of a kind. And our situation can be remedied, effective, immediately. According to the authority granted to us, the people, we affirm that Shasta County is open. Now it's your turn. Take a vote and open Shasta County now. Do not delay another hour. Do not delay another day. Do your sworn duty and secure our rights.
That was your message?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Beautiful. Beautifully written.
Thank you.
There. We're with Alyssa McKeown, who was the young lady that that read this to the board on last Tuesday. since they wouldn't allow her in, she used a bullhorn just to make sure they heard it. Now, this wasn't a surprise, though. Because you'd been talking to, you called Les Baugh.
I did. I reached out to him. He's my rep.
Okay. And you reached out to him on Sunday.
I did. And that was the first time I'd ever reached out to him. And I said, you know, I want you to know three things. I want you to know that we're coming. Nobody likes surprises. We would love to give a quick 3-minute speech, letting the board know why we're there, because I can't imagine they've had 100 people just chilling in their hallway recently. And third, you know, where can we be that you guys can see us, assuming you won't let us into the room? And so we had a nice long conversation, and he suggested, you know, maybe we can get you a phone call in. We've done that before. Mm-hmm. I'll have the clerk of the board reach out to her, forward her exactly what you've sent me. And I didn't hear from her, so I called her the next day, mm-hmm. and we had a nice long discussion about the fact that they weren't going to allow the phone call because of the emergency order, and of course we hadn't given them enough heads up. It had to be on the agenda, et cetera, et cetera.
I don't think it has to be on the agenda. It's just open. I think that's part of the open forum there. Of course,
I agree.
It doesn't have to say it was, because that's where people come in and they get that piece of paper, and this is what I want to talk about, and you get 3 minutes.
Exactly. And if they've already violated the constitutional right to be in the room and to have this public forum, well, then we might as well, if all the laws are arbitrary, you know, how can you choose which ones to enforce? Why not allow a phone call in? We're a small county. There's no reason that shouldn't have been made available.
At least a phone call. And, of course, then that was turned down.
Yes, that was turned down.
Okay.
Now, vehemently, if you watch the video.
Yeah. And then they got into an argument in the Board of Supervisors. Why don't you let her make a phone call? Because we haven't let other people make a phone call. And then everybody can make a phone call. Well, okay. You know, that to me is listening to your constituents. I know it's sometimes a hard thing to do, to have to listen to your constituents, because a lot of times constituents aren't they aren't always polite. But what you read wasn't we're going to march on you with pitchforks.
Right. It was not inflammatory.
We're not going to go and do that. We believe that it's time to open up Shasta County, and it's your job to do that.
Yes.
And this is the opinion of a lot of people. A lot of people are poo-pooing this. Anyway, so then after that, Mary Rickert came out mm-hmm. to talk with you. And what was that about?
So after, they had denied us entry, and, you know, I'd also like to point out, I think they have wireless microphones in there, so they could have just handed one of those out into the hallway. So anyway, it was denied on every
count. Well, let me stop there. They do have wireless microphones.
They do, yeah.
And at the very least, if it's not a wireless microphone, they could open it up, one person in, speak, you know, with a microphone in the back by the doors there, and they're set up to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And then clean the microphone off
sure.
to the next person so that people can come up and talk to their Board of Supervisors. To completely restrict it like this, except for letters that they don't read all of them.
That's right. And
they read most of them. They never said they read all of them. So,
and they certainly don't read all
of
them.
Yeah, how do you pick and choose which ones to read? So, mm-hmm. you know, well, this is kind of a good selection of what everybody's writing, but it's not everybody, which, again, is the Board of Supervisors are being paid to, one, govern and lead.
Mm-hmm.
And not to become obstacles.
And it's difficult, you know, standing there in the hallway looking through the glass doors, listening to the clerk of the board read the letters, as the Board of Supervisors, you know, some of them are listening, but they're scrolling on their phones. They're flipping through emails. There's not a passion behind the words. They're not hearing their constituents.
So what did Mary say to you?
So she came out into the hallway after the speech had been given, and she said, you know, I want you guys to stay. I want you to hear all the good things that we're doing and why we can't open now. And I said, Mary, did you hear my speech? And she said, no. And that's because I'm not sure if you can see it on the feed. They walked out of the room. There were two people that stayed seated and listened to the speech on the bullhorn. The rest of the persons in the room, which of course there were other persons in the room, but we weren't allowed, turned their backs on us as the speech was given. So there was utter and complete disregard to their constituents.
Who were the three that walked out?
I know for certain it was Mary Rickert. And then the person to her left.
Leonard Modi.
Okay. And there was somebody else. I would have to pull up the video to see.
Okay.
I know Les stayed seated, and I believe somebody told me that one of the other chairs stayed seated as well.
Okay.
So she came out into the hallway, had this conversation. She said, no, I didn't hear it, because, of course, she had walked out of the room. And the people behind me said, well, why don't you let her read it to you right now? And she goes, well, do you have a copy? Can you just give it to me? I said, absolutely not. I want you to hear these words. She goes, well, let's sit down one-on-one. And I said, I'm happy to do that. You're welcome to reach out to me. She has not to date reached out to me via email, via phone, via my representative.
So she has not contacted you yet?
No, sir.
Are you going to go to the June 2nd meeting?
Yes.
Okay. We're going to take a break here. It'll be interesting. I would think by June 2nd, they will find a way to have a wireless microphone out there so that people can talk to them. They're going to have to open this thing up so they can listen to the people that elected them.
They're going to have to get uncomfortable.
And it is uncomfortable for them, because this is affecting them too, whether we, you know, it's affecting everybody. Mm-hmm. So, again, either you open it up or, you know, you've got to do something so you level the playing field.
That's right.
That's the whole thing, is why can these people do this and others can't? What's an essential business? What's not?
Mm-hmm.
You know, why can you get your dog groomed? And why can you go to the big box stores, but you can't go to church, you can't go to a barbershop, you can't go to all these other places? And this is one of the things that they need to answer. And they're saying, well, these are the rules that the governor made. Okay, but we at the lowest level here, we can kind of move those things around.
The most power is in our local government.
There you go.
And there was a reason that it was established this way. And again, I want to point out that they are not our parents giving us permission to do things. They are not our doctors who know what's right for us and our health and our bodies. They are elected officials whose main duty, number one duty, is to secure our unalienable rights that were given to us.
By the way, Steve, Joe, and Les stayed.
Okay.
There's three reps that stayed in there.
Okay.
Okay. We're with Alyssa McEwen, who is somebody that has went down to the Board of Supervisors and said, hey, you need to listen to what the people are saying here. Was not allowed entry, wasn't allowed a phone call because it was too hard to do. They didn't have enough time to react to a phone call. And then was told that she would Mary Rickert would reach out to her. And so far that hasn't happened. I'm sure it will, though. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. You know, Judy's been doing this since 1993. She's got a great reputation. She's helped so many people that lost their insurance because of the fires, got them insurance back for their homes again. Her financial team is dug in and is helping people that are with all the craziness that's in the stock market and investments that are going on right now. Give her a call at 221-0441. Find out why Judy Maxwell is such a success and why her customers and her friends are such a success, too. Located at 1378 Hilltop Drive, right next to Members First Credit Union. We'll be right back after these messages.
We'll be right back. Coachmaster Collision. Thankfully, it appears that Coachmaster Repair is an essential business and fully prepared to repair any minor or major damage to your vehicle. With the invasion of the coronavirus, Coachmaster is taking all precautions for the safety of our employees and our customers. We have closed all traffic through our lobby to ensure proper social distancing and will be disinfecting your vehicle upon arrival and before delivery. With the effects and response from the virus, we feel fortunate to be able to maintain all of our employees. They will be here to provide all services required for a proper and complete repair. These are uncharted territories. Let's all work together for a full, safe, and prosperous recovery. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road, serving the Reading community since 1969. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. We bring you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites.
You'll hear from experts on national security, the environment, veterans affairs, world politics, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your John Deere Ag and Turf products.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. wethepeopleradio.us.
And now, back to our show.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. The computer said, nah, not right now. In fact, I am protesting the fact that Shasta County is not open. So that's the computer right now. Saying this is my way of protesting. I'm just not going to play right now. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center open for elective surgeries. They've got this surgery system called the Da Vinci 10i. Surgery robotic system, less pain, less intrusive, reduced risk, and faster recovery times. In fact, some used to be inpatient operations are now outpatient. They come in the morning, they use the Da Vinci machine, and they're out that afternoon. Healing starts here at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your health, your choice. I'm here with Alyssa McEwen, who is new to our area, but has stepped right into it and said, you know, I came up here because of the freedoms that people enjoy up in Northern California, and came up from the Bay Area. Mm-hmm. Obviously, you're kind of a libertarian, probably mm-hmm. didn't fit in real well in a lot of the instances down there in the Bay Area. I'm just, sure. Could be is that, you know, there's a lot of libertarians down there. We just don't know about it.
No, there aren't a lot down there.
and got involved in this shutdown of Shasta County. Mm-hmm. And we've listened to what she wrote to be said to the board of supervisors, and they didn't want to listen. She brought a bullhorn in. We know they have wireless microphones down there. They could have just handed one to her, because I think the main part of for our board of supervisors, when they had that meeting, they used to have it every Tuesday. Now they're having it You have to kind of like get the schedule because it's not every Tuesday. Their job is to listen to their constituents. And yeah, it's easy to make all these hard decisions when you're hermetically sealed, but you need to listen to the people. And so she made sure they heard her by bringing a bullhorn.
And I didn't bring it for the record. It was handed to me.
It was handed to you.
But I would also like to point out, it's not just their job to listen to us, but to represent us. And so it's both. And I don't, that's not what's being discussed in those meetings. I've been watching, they live stream them. You can do that every day.
Sure.
You can watch what's happening.
Yeah.
But it's not just listening. It's also representing us. And, when you're not listening to us and you're not reading the emails aloud, and at the very least, you're not paying attention to the emails that are being read aloud, how can you know how to represent your constituents? So there's a lot going on. And I think Tuesday, you know, somehow more important than the speech that was given, I think the curtain was pulled back on what's happening behind the scenes with the Board of Supervisors of Shasta County.
Okay, our phone lines are backed up, so let's go to the first one. Terry, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. Good morning, Alyssa. How you doing, hon?
Morning, Terry.
Hey, we did have a big rally down in Sacramento. Alyssa has been talking with the Freedom Angels. And Alyssa, I don't know if you've talked to Kurt Euler or not yet, but if you want, I can give you his number and I can give your number to him.
Okay.
He's the supervisor from Placer County who was on our program yesterday on Jefferson State of Mind. Long story short, as an acting supervisor and someone who basically got an extortion letter, in his words, from the governor, the Attorney General of the United States may be looking into this. Right now, the Board of Supervisors in Shasta County are in breach of several federal laws. There's action that will be taken if they don't open it up. There is no more emergency order. The social distancing here is a joke. In the meeting, after they left, when Alyssa tried to read her letter and Mary Rickert and Modi walked out, when they came back, five of them huddled together. Then they came out. In fact, Sheriff McGraney put his hand on the back of Mary Rickert when he let her back in. So I guess the social distancing is okay for some people, but not for others.
Okay.
So,
Terry, do you have a question?
I'd like you to, if you could, expound on, again, that you had no reaction from the Board of Supervisors. Can you tell us about that?
Okay, Terry, thanks a lot.
Yep.
Thanks, Terry. Thanks for reaching out. Love talking to you. I agree about the breach of the federal laws. I look forward to speaking with Kirk Euler if that's an option. It's very frustrating that this right of ours to be in this public forum has been restricted because of the so-called emergency order. Whether or not that's true, we have people in a boardroom in our Shasta County, at the Shasta County Board of Supervisors meeting. People are sitting in that room. They have space, but there are people in the rows. There are no masks unless they've chosen to wear one. And then, as you said, they did regroup. And afterwards, and of course this isn't on the live video, but it is on YouTube, Mary Rickert does come into the hallway where all of the people who gathered to be heard at the meeting are. And there's no social distancing. So again, as I was pointing out to Carl earlier, when all the rules are arbitrary at this point, and when our constitutional rights are being violated, and then we're being told, well, that's why we can't hear you, or that's why we can't facilitate you. It's all arbitrary, and if you can't enforce one rule, then you can't enforce the other. There is no reason that they couldn't have heard us via phone, via wireless microphone.
Well, those two things, either phone or a wireless microphone, would work.
And they could have let us in as well.
And
I was happy.
The thing
I had a mask
I don't understand
with me.
Is okay. So Les Ball knew about this from Sunday on, and this isn't going after Les, but it seems like he said talk to the clerk. If this was somebody I wanted to hear like you, I'd have said, I want her to get a phone call in just like we did before.
Yep.
And then push it real hard.
And that's what he appealed in the meeting.
Yeah, but that was at that point too late.
Mm-hmm.
That should have been a Monday.
Mm-hmm.
A Monday battle if it was took all day to figure that out. And I'm not second guessing Les, but this is something that if you know about it and you feel that strong about it, you need to do that. And the fact is what you had to say was very important. it impacted on all of us. And you're saying the same thing that many people are saying. This is arbitrary. Stop being arbitrary.
Yeah.
Either open it up or enforce the rules.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we think that the rules are at this point up here in Shasta County are too harsh because we're different than Los Angeles. Los Angeles is having a peak right now. You know, coronaviruses are going up. It's going down here. You know, we haven't had anybody in the hospital mm-hmm. for weeks. We've got two more. We had a rodeo, 2,000 people at it. So it's been 2 weeks from then, and if it's going to happen, we would have seen it. I believe that you would have seen a spike.
Absolutely. And even if it did happen again, the call to action is that they are not our doctors and they are not our parents. They are not giving us permission slips to run our businesses or to go to church. Those are inalienable rights. And the reason I keep harping on this and the reason it's so important is because these inborn rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness is what allows us to have humanity. It's what allows us to have social justice, right? If we believe that our government gives us the right to live, well, then why, you know, when we see somebody enslaved, we don't have a leg to stand on to free them from that slavery. These rights are born in us. And so despite these the virus or whatever it is any day of the week, whatever it's been in the past and whatever it is in the future, is irrelevant. We have a right to live, to work, to be free. And their job, the government's job, is to secure those rights. We have to stop asking permission from our board of supervisors and our government.
And just do it. Okay. I'm here with Alyssa McEwen, who is very eloquently putting down the our rights under the Constitution, and it's time to for the Board of Supervisors to maybe start taking a look at reality and not just the governor. Now, on their side is the governor can withhold things.
Mm-hmm.
The governor can withhold money. Like right now, the county has spent well over $3 million
yes.
on this coronavirus.
Mm-hmm.
And if they, you know, that's not in our budget. And I don't know how much the city has spent, but I'm sure it's close to that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not in their budget. So if the governor really wanted to be a jerk, I can't imagine that. But if the governor really wanted to be a jerk, he could say, fine, I'll get you this money, but you're at number 58 of the counties.
Sure.
Out of 57 or something. And, you know, so I understand that kind of position, but I also kind of understand the position is that the law enforcement are not going to enforce this. And it's time just to say, okay, just don't go on Facebook.
And again, as somebody pointed out, this is sort of the carrot stick approach, right? Which yeah. we should not be submitting to, especially as somebody in leadership. But who cares? $3 million is going to end up being a drop in the bucket when, as I'm talking to our local business owners,
yeah.
one-to-one, they're operating, restaurants are operating at 50% or less because they have a 12-page set of guidelines that mm-hmm. they're following. We've got people who have closed half their businesses just to stay open. Our gyms, et cetera. Our tourism is going to collapse. Our county doesn't have a big car factory to rely on or some Silicon Valley industry. We have small businesses and we have tourism, and if we don't open, $3 million of emergency funding is the least of our problems.
And we're going to take a break on that. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Siskiyou Transport, SST Oil. Fire season is getting ready to start, and when our firemen are up on the front lines, there's SST Oil is right up there with them, making sure they have the gas, diesel, and jet fuel for the helicopters and planes to fly to be able to fight these fires. And this looks like this could be after COVID, after Snowmageddon, after the car fire and the campfire. They're saying this could be a big fire season for us already. We've already had at least one fire that I know of that they got too quick. And there's SST Oil is there moving this around for 12 states, 12 different states. It's an employee-owned company. There are great people down there. I know the CEO is out there driving a truck when he needs to because he's come up through the ranks there. Give him a call at 241-1167 if you're looking for either water heaters or something for your house like that or just a CFN card for your company so that you can have gas in 60,000 different spots. SST Oil. We'll be right back with Alyssa McEwen.
Toes up, middle of June, she was planning a welcome home barbecue.
green bean casserole, grandma's recipe. There was a knock on the door around 2 o'clock. Two uniforms and her heart stopped. Yellow ribbon round an oak tree, blowing in the breeze. Here's to the ones who didn't make it back home, the ones we ain't seen in so long. The hold up a beer was a wish they were here, was not forgotten but gone.
For over 45 years, Clyde's Home Entertainment is the place people turn to for locally owned expert advice on electronics that turn your home into a theater. Clyde's goes the extra mile for their customers. They have a huge selection of audio and video accessories and equipment. Whether it's the latest 4K television or a hard-to-find accessory, Clyde's is the place for all your home electronic needs. Clyde's is a full-service dealer for Samsung, Klipsch, Yamaha, LG, and more. They offer full-service Dish Network. Be sure to ask about the current monthly specials. The original, and still the best, Clyde's Enterprises, 1250 Hartnell and Reading. They have it all. 221-4144. That's 221-4144. Clyde's.
You know, it can be difficult to find a trustworthy, knowledgeable, and yet affordable auto repair shop. Advanced Automotive is a second-generation, locally owned, full-service repair shop serving our community since 1993, and one of only four AAA-approved auto repair shops in the Reading area. Advanced Automotive has a goal, and it's to keep it simple to have safe, reliable vehicles for our customers and our community. Call or come by to meet the crew who is here to serve you. 244-4423. Advanced Automotive.
Enjoy delicious Black Bear Diner food in the comfort of your own cave. Try one of our 9 new family meals to go, like the breakfast combo family meal loaded with eggs, thick-cut bacon, sausage links, and 4 huge house-baked biscuits. Or the chicken fried steak family meal for 4 with country gravy, cornbread muffins, and 2 large family sides. Starting at $19.99, our family meals to go feed 3 to 4, so try all 9. Order carry out or delivery at
Black Bear Diner.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name, knowing that lending decisions are made locally by people you call neighbor or serve alongside when supporting a worthy cause. There's confidence in knowing that when you place your trust in Cornerstone Community Bank, you not only help yourself, you support the town you call home. Stop by one of our Reading or Red Bluff branches or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank. We invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvy with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. 605-4567 is our phone number today, the 25th of May, Memorial Day, time to remember those who have fallen in the defense of this great country, the greatest nation on the face of the earth. 8:52 in the morning, 74 degrees out there, going up to 98 today. Welcome to summer. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, whom I hope is going to open soon. I can barely get on my my earphones anymore over my hair at this point, and the things that they do at the barbershop to make sure everybody is safe is much more than you get even walking into a doctor's office. Much, 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 much more than if you go into Lowe's or Home Depot. Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold. Give them a call at 244-9478 for an appointment today. Let's go to the phones. I'm here with Alyssa McEwen, by the way, who is just a delight to talk to and won't be the last time she's on the show. Maybe I can talk her into having her own show. So let's go to Roberta. Roberta, thanks for waiting.
Well, good morning, everybody. Alyssa, you speak the way I heard about the Constitution, our country, our forefathers at my mother's knee. And you are a reflection of our forefathers, and God bless you. You have the courtesy and the knowledge and the eloquence, I love that word, Carl, to help us all understand what this is all about. Thank you for moving to Shasta County, and keep up your good work. I'm behind you. I know that State of Jefferson is behind you, and we will all march forward because of you. Thank you again.
Okay, Roberta. Thank you. Now, let's go to, is Lori still on? Hello, Lori? Are you still
on?
Good morning.
Good morning, Lori. Am I coming through?
You are.
Thank you, Carl, for having Alyssa. She's fantastic. I don't think I'd ever refer to her as a soccer mom. She is a complete gem, way beyond convenient labeling, I'll say that. I would like to know her contact information first off. I was at the meeting at the Board of Supervisors, stood right next to her, support her completely. I agree with Roberta and everybody else. We have an actual gem who is speaking the truth and authenticity. I'm very curious about having her get obviously more connected with Kurt Euler and his awful experience, because a lot of people, you don't have to keep going through this the same mud pile. Same thing, get to know the Freedom Angels people. These are going to be helpers for our county, because we're completely being decimated. We cannot handle another fire. We're still recovering, if I can even use that word vaguely. So I would like to know her contact information. I would like to see that sign on the window at the Board of Supervisors be removed, because there is no emergency. We should be able to sit comfortably apart, wear a mask, whatever the little rules and games and ploys are. There's plenty of us that see this is way beyond a flu. Yes, there's a bad pathogen. Point being, if we're going to have our economy crushed, take a look at what's happening to every county, including our own.
Okay, Lori. Thanks very much.
All right. I hope she can return.
Well, I think we'll probably get her back on again.
Super good. Thanks, Carl.
Okay. Well, you've had two people that kind of like what you say there.
I'm absolutely encouraged by their words. Thank you, Roberta, and thank you, Lori. And, Lori, thank you for being at the Board of Supervisors meeting. I just want to point out, you know, this is not something I've been doing for a long time. This is
When did you get involved with this?
Tuesday.
Because, you know what, I usually the people that are, I mean, you kind of know who, you know, that who they are.
Mm-hmm.
But you were just, you know, and I didn't mean anything derogatory, and she didn't take it anyway.
I did not take it
because,
that
you know, when you look at, you know, people that all of a sudden somebody's there and taking a lead, and you look at a young lady, or young woman, I should say, that, you know, has kids and is new to our area, but cares.
Yeah.
I love that.
And I think you're going to see a lot more of me. I'm not unique in this way, but I believe passionately in America. And I believe that our founding documents were absolutely written for a time of this, such as this. And we all have access to it. That's the glory and the wonder of the age that we're living in. Hop on the internet. Start, you know, my son and I are memorizing the first paragraph of the Declaration of Independence together. And we're breaking it down word by word. What does this mean? How does it affect us? And what does it mean in the greater context I was mentioning earlier, Carl, about humanity and social justice? And how does this apply? And why is it important? And I truly believe that everyone has a voice. It is we the people. And what we need is to show up. And that's, we talked about this a little bit earlier. You know, not only does the Board of Supervisors need to get a little bit uncomfortable, we the people need to get a little bit uncomfortable. We need to cancel some meetings. We need to take a lunch break, and we need to start showing up for these events. We need to show up Tuesday, June 2nd at 9 a.m. and let the Board of Supervisors know how we feel. The very least we can do is work locally. And I believe that firmly.
Well, I have a feeling that there'll be an outside microphone for you.
Sure hope so.
Well, if they don't, I would think it's time then to get the pitchforks out and to march in strength there, because they have the technology to do that. And you know what, Board of Supervisors, you're getting paid. You're getting paid a very living wage. and it's our money, and you should be able to listen to our people here. Last thoughts here.
You know, I just encourage people to get involved. You don't have to hold a sign. You don't have to speak, but get on your feet. Get out there. If you can send emails, do that. But let's get involved and let's have a show of force as responsible, reasonable people. Let's take those actions first.
Yeah, I love it. Hey, everybody, I'm going to put this on. I'm going to link this show onto our Facebook page. So I'm asking that you go to Free Fire Radio Facebook page and share it with all your friends, because what Alyssa is saying is not just for Shasta County. It's for the state of California and it's for our nation. It's time to level the playing field, not be arbitrary, and let's be fair, and let's get back the rights of our citizens. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much for having me.
You'll come back?
I would love to.
All right. Hey, everybody, have a great day. It's going to be 98 degrees out there. Don't take your pets with you and leave them in the car. All right? Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you? Stand me up at the gates of